Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm so excited. I'm going to be the guest speaker on my very own podcast. I'm being interviewed today by Sam, my partner, came into the studio to interview me on a couple questions as far as sales. And that is just a little random get the scoop Q&A, get real, talk about sales. And honestly, it affects anyone. It affects you if you're in title, if you're in real estate, if you're doing loans or selling houses. Hey, if you're selling cars or you sell Barbie dolls or, you know, toy dinosaurs, it doesn't matter. This is sales. Sales injection is what I'm about to give you and how to crank it up. So Sam, thank you for joining us today and go ahead and take it away.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks so much for having me. I'm looking forward to doing this interview. I get to be the first person interviewing Miss Lisa Crown. So, Lisa, I want to ask you on the sales side, what are the top three strategies our sales, any salespeople should have in their back pocket at all times?
Three strategies. Okay, the first thing that's coming up for me right now is time blocking. If you're down to time block, I say time block is two part series. One, you got to write it down. Two, you got to execute it. If you're willing to write it down, to say, this is the productive day I want to have, this is the goals that I want throughout the day, you time block for it and you execute it, force to be reckoned with by a mile. Number two strategy is you have to be willing to prospect like a ninja. If that's not even negotiable. You know, if you're going to be in sales, you need to be prospecting like a maniac. And that is a power hour every day that no matter what your day looks like, you never give that up. I don't care what you're selling. Call as many people as you can and prospect. Number three in your back pocket, in my opinion, would be the willingness to take risks, to get uncomfortable. If you are a person that wants to get better at teaching classes or better at approaching a top target or better at problem solving, if you want to get better in this space, it's taking the risk. It's going for it. It's doing it, which creates the practice piece. But for me, it would be take risks. The second like that target walks by, you're like, oh man, I really wish I could do business with that person. They just walk by and I can't even go and talk to them right now. I'm saying it's in that moment. I want you to have that little voice inside that says, just go talk to them, even if it's a hi and a how are you. I want you every day to figure out a way to get uncomfortable and take risks.
Awesome. I love that. Love that, Lisa. So Lisa, you talked about a power hour every day. What is the return on investment for salespeople that are consistently having a scripted power hour as opposed to those who are inconsistent?
So what I've noticed is people who are in the pocket, that average sales executive across the nation, has a rate of return that's about 15 to 35%. So let's do some math here. So let's say you called 100 people. You're looking at get on the phone with, let's say, 15 to 35% in the conversion ratio, meaning of the 100 people you called and left voicemails, you're probably looking at booking between 15 to 35%. So the ROI on that would be, our ultimate goal would be to do 50% booking those appointments. Just remember something, hashtag combat the no. When you're calling people, that rate goes up. And just so you know, my elite superstars, their conversion ratio is around the 40 to 55%.
Okay, so power hour is so important. Okay, Lisa, of the top salespeople you work with, what stands out?
Oh, that's such a good question. I have these people in front of me. One, I'd say what stands out is I'm seeing them a lot on social media. So that seems to be a really big win. I'm seeing them doing and creating unique, whether it be classes or it be unique marketing strategies to helping their agents grow their business. So they're really, they have a value add in their business model is what I'm noticing and seeing that is a force to be reckoned with. I mean, at the end of the day, if you feel comfortable and confident with the tools and the products that you are selling, then the way that you're delivering the message makes it stronger, more captivating. And I see them getting more appointments that way and creating loyalty and longevity with those relationships.
All right. What about rejection? You know, being in sales is tough, man. You're getting rejected all the time. How do you deal with clients that say no?
Okay, rejection's coming. Here's the deal. If you're in sales and you don't want rejection, get out now. Yeah, literally. Give your notice. Get out. Sales comes with rejection. It's part of the job. If you're getting rejected, you're doing your job right. Then great, because you're going for it and you're going after it. You guys, rejection's coming. If you don't want rejection, you might want to get yourself into another business, you know, that doesn't have anything has to do with sales. Like, for example, like, I always use this as an example because it kind of works, but like being a hygienist, you know, teeth come in, there's no rejection, like, you know, you're just going to be doing your job. So sales is part of the gig. First and foremost, the number one thing is you got to accept that, plain and simple. You got to swallow rejection. It's coming and it's okay. We're not going to do this perfect. Okay. And if you're not getting rejected, I got to be honest, you're probably not calling enough. I think I was rejected like 1,000 times in my sales career, you know, and don't get me wrong. I didn't handle it like a pro. I cried. I complained. I thought this job's not for me. I thought people were mean. I felt like the size of a pea. I'm no joke. You can even ask my sister. I remember calling her on the kitchen floor. My face was on the floor. I'm like, this job sucks. Okay. I felt horrible and people were rude. The reality is, I get it. It's going to be a portion of the interaction. And I'll tell you how to get rid of it. Number one, keep calling. That's how you do it. Keep calling. And when someone rejects you, I want you to remember this. You actually used them to practice on them. So there is no loss here. The takeaway is that you got better and stronger for the next person that you're going to call and get a yes.
Rejection is one of the hardest parts in sales. The great part about when you're being rejected over and over is eventually someone's going to say yes. Right? And so with that being said, it's scary, right? Being in sales is scary. We got to face fears. So how do you overcome the fears and become more confident?
Yeah, again, it's about practice. And the way that you practice is by picking up the phone and calling. The way that you practice to get better to teach a class is to get up in front of the class and teach it. The way you get better to go after like an owner of the company that you're trying to get business in with the people or whatnot is just to get in front of the owner and get yourself exposed and get out there. The bottom line is fears are, what is it? False evidence appearing real. You know, it's not even true. It's truly the negative thought that's in your head. My question to you is, who are you without that thought? Instead of going, I cannot teach a class. I would totally screw up. I'll shake. I'll be so nervous. Da, da, da. What if you told your brain, I'm actually going to kill that class. I'm going to get up there and crush it. I'm going to be great. I'm going to have an agenda in front of me. I'm going to give eye contact. I'm going to do the best I can. And the reality is, part of why we have fears is because we want to be so perfect. I have a podcast that I did called Fudge Your Fears. You know what I'm trying to say about that. Okay. So please check that out if you haven't already. But the reality is fears come from us trying to do it perfect. Fears come from not wanting to make a mistake. Fears come from judgment. What if you didn't have that in your brain? Who would you be? That's my question for you. Number one. Number two is, yeah, people judge. It sucks. What can I say? It's not a good thing, but it shouldn't stop you from doing and being you. Okay. And I want to tell you this, and this is one of the most important things I'm going to say today. And that is make mistakes. I got another podcast on that one too. Make mistakes today. Why not? Who cares? We're not perfect. We're not perfect beings. I have screwed up many a times in my life. I'm going to continue to screw up because if I don't take the risk and willing to screw up, then I'm never going to get to my goals and my wants. So I encourage you guys, make mistakes today. Face your fears. It's okay. On the other side of the fear is the great reward.
Okay, Lisa, gosh, I heard some great stuff today. Is face your fears, be uncomfortable, be prepared. All of these things are so important because if you want to be successful in sales, you got to have a plan. You got to make sure that you're getting uncomfortable and make sure you get into one of Lisa Crown's coaching programs if you haven't been in them. So Lisa, tell me about your coaching programs.
Yes. So we've got a lot of different coaching programs on deck. If you are interested in hearing more about, you can go to my website, www.lisacrown.com. We've got new programs coming in for sales. So check that out. Also, you could follow me on Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast or check us out at Coach LC, and that's ELSEE on Instagram. I'm also on LinkedIn. So just reach out, inquire within about what you are looking to accomplish in your sales business. And we are here to accommodate. All right, that is the end. Sam, thank you so much for interviewing me. That was so fun. See how easy it is?
I had a great time. Thank you so much for having me, Lisa.
Oh, you betcha. Thanks. It's so easy to interview people and get more information. So if there's someone on your team or someone at your company, get them on where you're interviewing them on Facebook or Zoom call and interview people. It's interesting to see some of the things that they say and their gut reaction answers. Anyway, thanks so much for joining us, you guys. Have a productive day and sales rocks! Woo!